This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome to Real Change, sponsored by Redwood Gospel Missions. I am Executive Director Jeff Gilman from Redwood Gospel Missions, and I am delighted that you are listening today because one of my favorite people in the world is in studio with me, Malika Sims. Malika currently is an eligibility specialist for the County of Sonoma, working in the Department of Human Services, helping men and women who have great needs in their lives. And but Malika has her own story, and I've known her for several years, and she is a dear friend, and I'm excited for you to hear a little bit of her story, and then just for us to have some dialogue about things that are happening in her life, because a lot of wonderful things are happening in her life. So Malika, welcome. Glad that you are with me.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm just honored that you asked me to sit in here and share my testimony.
Sure. So, and speaking of that, tell me a little bit of your testimony. Tell me your story. What was going on in your life, certainly before I met you?
Oh, it was very, very chaotic. I grew up in a broken household. Grandparents raised me, was good, but still had a lot of abandonment issues that mm-hmm. I carried for many, many years. Mm-hmm. And full circle, my grandma gets sick and I end up taking her on in 2013. And I cared for her, you know, and then about 2017, she passed away. And it broke me when they carried her out of the house because I found her, I tried to revive her. And so when they carried her out of the house, I kind of checked out. My heart was broke. I tried to keep it together for as long as I could because I had a son that was in his senior year of high school. So I did a lot. I started addiction. I got into addiction. It started small, and then it just took over my entire life. I lost my house. I lost my car. At that point, my son had graduated. We were living in a hotel for a little bit. And then I finally realized I was really gone. So I dropped my son off with a family member, and I kind of just went out there, and my addiction got deeper and deeper. And at that point, I was living in the streets, under bridges, train stations. And it was the lowest part of my life. And I felt abandoned by everybody. My son wasn't talking to me. Of course, my grandmother had passed away. And I even felt abandoned by God at that time. And so it wasn't until some months later, I just cried out to God, like, where are you? Because he had always saved me. Like, mm-hmm. he always showed up from childhood, and he just wasn't there. And I realized I had moved so far away from him is why I couldn't feel it. And then when I cried out, he brought me to the doors of Redwood Gospel Mission. And I still didn't realize that's what he was doing, that he was working. And I went into the Rose Shelter. Just looking for the bed because I was tired of sleeping on the streets. And little did I know, the Lord had something great for me when I stepped off that van at the Rose Shelter. I felt like he just put life back into me. I just felt safe. I didn't know what was going to happen, but I knew that I was safe. And from there, I ended up going into the New Life program, Manna Home. And I just really did a lot of healing in Manna Home. It was a time for me to pause, not worry about bills and surviving. It was me really allowing God to open up baggage and trauma and everything that I carried for so, so long. I was able to unpack with God and with the volunteers and with the counselors and with, you know, the people that God had now placed around me. So it was that healing that changed my life. And that is what Redwood Gospel did for me, is allowed me to pause and really just sit and heal everything that I had pushed under the rug from childhood to that point. And he changed my life. Redwood Gospel was the vessel. But yeah, I got my foundation built with God stronger, and he grabbed me and never let me go. And so here I am today talking to you.
Wow. Such a wonderful story. So you dropped some names there. You talked about the Rose Shelter and Manna Home, and the millions of people who are listening to your story right now may not know anything about the Rose Shelter or Manna Home. So I can imagine the Rose Shelter is this big giant warehouse of a place with bunk beds, and you eat gruel and those kinds of things. So tell us about what was the Rose Shelter? What was your first experience or first impression as that van dropped you off there?
So it's funny you say that, because that was my envision. I had never been homeless before, so when I heard about the Rose Shelter, that's what I envisioned, this big warehouse, open warehouse with a bunch of bunk beds, like no privacy. But it was completely different. It was a home in hidden away. I shared a room with a couple of women, but we had a kitchen in there, and I love to cook, so it was like, okay. And we had to do chores, is cleaning up and stuff, so it was more of a home.
Mm-hmm.
And it provided just a safe place.
So, but a pretty big home, because there are like 30 other women who were living there.
It
so.
Had several rooms, but it wasn't just this open warehouse. Mm-hmm. Where, it really gave me time to really sit by myself at times and read and do the stuff I needed to do to come out of what I had just went through.
And the staff there and some of the volunteers, you had some activities there that were sponsored by the mission, evening activities. What were some of those things that you would do in the evening?
So it was morning and evening morning and when evening. I was there. So we had to do morning devotionals with mm-hmm. a volunteer, and then we also had to do evening devotionals, Bible study. Mm-hmm. And it's actually funny, because my coach and my mentor both came from the morning and evening Bible studies.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm still friends with them now, and they've been a big part of my life, my testimony.
And so you were in this shelter, I'm going to guess, about 30-ish days, and then transitioned from there to Manna Home.
Yes.
And tell me a little bit about Manna Home and what that experience was and is.
Manna Home was... It was a home. It was, we got our own space and stuff, but it was interesting. It was, Manna Home actually is what helped me heal, because all the women in there were in the same place I was, broken, coming off of the streets or wherever they came from. So in the beginning, it was hard, because you're having to deal with different personalities and different issues.
And you don't have the crutch of drugs to rely on to work through those challenging relationships.
Right. And so what Manna Home did for me with the classes, because we took a lot of classes, anger management, parenting, a lot of different classes that we took, Battlefield of the Mind and stuff like that, it allowed me to start getting tools to cope without the drugs and without anything else. So that was the great part of it, and it caused me to reflect on myself, because when I got in there, everything was about other people. Oh, they need help, they need to be fixed, pray for them. And God's like, no, this is not about them, it's about you. And so that's what changed my program with the Manna Home, was I started looking in the mirror at myself.
Yep. So, and you also mentioned that you were introduced to some important people. You talked about a coach and a mentor. What are those folks?
So with Manna Home, you get a coach, mentor, and a sponsor. Sponsor, of course, is NAAACR. A coach kind of walks you through, helps you through your books and stuff that you have to complete in the program. And the mentor is someone you find in the church that you go to, that walks spiritually, prays for you, helps you understand Bible, and really is just a real spiritual support system for you.
Okay. So when we come back after a break that we're going to going to have. I would love to dive in just a little deeper into some of those important relationships. But I would ask you, when you left the Mana home, when you graduated, did you have to leave all of that, all of those relationships, the coach, the mentor, the sponsor? Did they all go away?
No, they actually were my support that kept me on the track that I was on when I was in Mana. It just transferred out. I wasn't living physically in Mana home. I was living on my own, but they still showed up. They were still part of my life.
How about that? So we are going to take a break. So this is Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions here on KSRO, and we will be back right after this.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission. This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome back to Real Change with Redwood Gospel Missions. And again, we're here in the studio with my friend Malika Sims. And you got to hear a little bit of her story in the first segment. If you happen to miss it, you can visit a couple of places. You can visit the KSRO website under Ask the Expert and go to our Real Change site, and you will get to hear all the episodes of Real Change and hear the first part of this episode. And especially we want you to hear Malika's story, or you can hear it by going to the Redwood Gospel Mission website at rgm.org and look for podcasts. So Malika, again, welcome back to this segment. And we were talking about relationships. We were talking about your sponsor, your mentor, your coach, and the important relationships that you had. Where are those relationships now with you?
So sponsor, we're friends, and Donna kind of moved away and stuff. Right. We're friends, and
it's hard to have a sponsor who lives in Hawaii, right?
But I feel like Jesus is my sponsor now. Yeah, CR pushed me into really deep in the church.
And you say CR, but some people may know Celebrate Recovery. And there's a lot of those, and it's for people who are dealing with addictions, but really all kinds of things, hurts, hang-ups, habits.
Yes. And so I really dove into the church. Uh-huh. I go to the Promise Center, and so I really just started serving and leading small groups, joining small groups, and so that has been a big foundation for me. And in when we talk about Coach Wendy, she lives in Utah, but I talk to her regularly. And I actually went out and visited her for a little bit, for like a week on a vacation out there. So she's really a good, dear friend for me, her and Dean. Mm-hmm. And then Rebecca. Mm-hmm. She's actually still around. We're friends. And she's a big part of my life. It transferred from mentor and coach to mm-hmm. just family.
Right.
Friends.
Yeah.
So that's where I'm at with it. They're just a part of my life, family, friends, and it's been great.
But other relationships have developed along the way as well. What are some of those key relationships that have continued to support you in your recovery and in your walk with Christ?
A lot of Redwood Gospel Mission employees. Kenzie is one. Carla, Becky, we're still just really good friends. Redwood Gospel Mission has been my family, mm-hmm. and so that's what I feel like. I moved out of Mana home, but I still kept in contact with everyone.
And what did you do when you graduated? Obviously, you moved out, but what happened in your life?
So I moved out, and I actually worked for Redwood Gospel Mission for 4 years as the donation processing mm-hmm. manager mm-hmm. at one point. That was wonderful. It was my heart, but then I felt God calling me to kind of branch out. And mm-hmm. it was scary at first because I kind of been in this family, you know. And so I now work for the County of Sonoma as an eligibility specialist, too.
And how long have you been doing that?
I've been there for 2 years now.
Okay, wow.
Yeah, April was 2 years. And so, yeah, it's been great. But again, I still come back and I volunteer at banquets. Straight out of Manor Home, I actually came back and mentored a few girls or sponsored a few girls that were going through the program again. And so, yeah, it's been great. And it's just always, I go visit when I can just to say hi to everyone because, again, you guys are like family to me.
And you also didn't stay static in your growth in other ways as well. You talk about some of the stuff that's happened through your church as well.
Yeah, my church has been a big, big part. Promise Center has been a big part and foundation for me. Like I said, I serve on their greeting team. I have led several small groups. I went through a lot of their small groups. Yeah, I just submerged myself into the church, and they have been really supportive in that and promoting my growth, too, spiritually. So, yeah.
And did you do some online studies as well or some?
Yes, okay. I went to Epic Bible College straight out of Manor Home, and I took a few semesters. Mm-hmm. And that was good. It was I learned a lot. But I realized I took Financial Peace University at Promise Center, and it made me think that I'm going in debt at this school. So I kind of did a few semesters and then pulled back. But, yeah.
So Financial Peace, that's something that we do it at Manor Home as well, or I'd say Manor Home. Now it's our family campus.
Yes.
Because we've expanded somewhat significantly from the little home that we had that was Manor Home to now a 63-bed facility in a former hospital. But you have taken Financial Peace, and what does that do for you in your growth and recovery?
It helps me learn how to steward my money mm-hmm. the way God wants me to. It's hard, and that's why they say baby steps.
Right.
I took it while I was in Manor Home, but it was hard to really, when you don't have money to really save or put, you get the concept. So then that's why I took it again with the church. And it just teaches you really how to steward your money and not get in debt and help clear your debt that you are in. And it's big because I've always lived in survival, you know, living paycheck to paycheck. And, you know, as a single mother trying to raise my son, it was just always when I did have extra money, he needed something or he, you know, so it really is helping me now that I'm in a place where I am spiritually wise. It's helping me to steward that part because God wants every part of our lives, right? So that's a big part, stewarding, being able to give back and, you know, with what God has given you.
And so in addition to all of that, what are some of the other things that are keeping you going with impacting our society and in ministry and activities? What are some of your activities?
So I am actually do my own podcast.
Yay.
Called Reflections
because,
with Malika.
Because the world needs another podcast. That's what we're really lacking is another podcast. That's what caused us to start. We saw a void in the market, and so thought we'd start something. But glad you are doing that. Tell me about what that podcast is about.
So God is actually God's vision. He just placed the word reflections on my heart mm-hmm. some months ago, and I didn't know what it was. I'm like, I don't know what this means. I'm like, I go to bed, he wakes me up at 3 o'clock with the download of what this is, and it brought me back to Manor Home. When I went in there, like I said, I was so looking at everybody else, fix them, Lord, fix them. And that's when God handed me the mirror and was like, no, this is about you. You're here because of you. And so I started reflecting. I started looking in the mirror and not only seeing the trauma that needed to come up, but also seeing myself as God sees me. And so I wanted to help other women by sharing my testimony and helping them to allow God to go deeper and let you heal. Because in recovery, we talk about recovery a lot, but healing doesn't get talked about. Without, like, recovery brings you to sobriety, but healing is what changes and allows you to walk in freedom. And so that's the basis of the podcast, is to really help women reflect through sharing my testimony.
Okay, and really quickly, how do we find that podcast? Because we're going to wrap things up here really quickly.
You can find me at reflectionswithmalika.com, the website. Okay. I'm also on Spotify, Reflections with Malika.
Okay, well, thank you. I'm so delighted to have you in studio, and thank you all for listening to this. In a couple of weeks, we're going to have another one. Would you come back and join us for that one?
Of course.
Oh,
thank
wonderful.
You so much,
so we'll look forward to talking to you again. This is Real Change from Redwood Gospel Missions on KSRO. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission.